Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hendley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Hendley. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The first baseman, Wes Parker. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nate Oliver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Torborg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. And now, play ball. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills takes first base on ball four. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Beckert applying the tag. One out. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker takes first base on ball four. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Parker moves to second. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Santo moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Torborg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo scores. Brown moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hendley reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendley scores. Beckert moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parker scoops it up and throws to first, with Drysdale covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Cubs. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Santo applying the tag. One out. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale takes first base on ball 4. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wills is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Williams is safe. Williams moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Davis moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Cal Kunz now pitching. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to third. One out. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz bunts towards first. Parker scoops it up and throws to first, with Oliver covering, for the out. Hundley scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Torborg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo bunts towards first. Parker scoops it up and throws to first, with Oliver covering, for the out. Thomas moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a pop-up into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis strikes out. Hundley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Davis out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kuntz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torborg hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Beckert fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuntz covering, for the out. Two outs. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kuntz strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Torborg and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam pinch hits for Nate Oliver. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuntz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Rosporo pinch hits for John Kennedy. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosporo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim LaFave pinch hits for Jeff Torborg. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Covington pinch hits for Don Drysdale. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington takes first base on ball 4. LaFave moves to second. Daryl Griffith pinch runs for Wes Covington. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFave scores. Griffith moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Billy Heft now pitching. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Parker hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 3. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.